are here with Currency Marketing's Tim McAlpine, fresh off the Next Top Credit Union Executive Competition. Congratulations on another successful year before we get into talking about financial education.
Yeah, 7 years, which is amazing. I was talking to Joette, who kind of runs the whole show, and we were talking about some of the things going on over and over, and it kind of feels like the movie Groundhog Day in a way. We're going through the same things, but we get out because we succeed. No, it's fantastic, and just the amount of young people that have been brought to the fore and the careers that they've had since and during, it's been phenomenal.
Yeah, it's fun to watch, and you have record numbers each year, it goes up, so that's really cool. All right, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about financial literacy. This is a term that's been thrown around for a really long time. What does it really mean? Is it educating somebody on money? Is it educating somebody on investing? Is it all of the above, or what is it?
Well, I think what's really interesting to me is if you go way, way back to the origin of the 7 cooperative principles, which are still relevant and credit unions follow today. Mm-hmm. Number 5 is education, training, and knowledge. Mm-hmm. That was a core tenet of how credit unions were formed, and it's been this thread throughout time, and credit unions innately just are about teaching and embracing and guiding people. And so from a pure financial education standpoint, it kind of comes together in a number of ways. Many credit unions have a dedicated person that's going into the classroom. And that's really effective because, A, parents don't feel qualified to be teaching this stuff. Teachers don't be qualified to be teaching this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so this built-in pool of financial experts at credit unions is a natural. Yep. So many credit unions have embraced that. That's kind of the core of like the NYIB group. All of them are financial educators. And then with the advent of digital, social media, popularity of video, there's a whole opportunity to kind of spread it far and wide. Yep. And so at the core, it goes back to what credit unions are all about. And then you, on top of that, the 6 cooperative principle, cooperation among cooperatives and collaboration, all of those themes are still really relevant today.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, very cool. I love that answer because always we just kind of hear it used generally. Yeah. It's like, come on, let's narrow it down. Let's define it and get behind it. All right, so how can credit unions continue to gain ground here? Because this is kind of our wheelhouse. This is what part of what differentiates us.
It is. I think, absolutely. It's a differentiator when done well, when you put some energy and activity behind it. I think there's a huge opportunity online to go beyond. We'll be closed Sunday and Monday because of the holiday, to really be sharing content that is useful and catchy and that has a financial message with it. And so that's an opportunity. There's an opportunity to, especially SEG-based, where there's a school component, to get involved with schools, even community groups, all sorts of opportunities for credit unions to kind of put that foot out there. And not just see it as something that they do on the side, but put it as a core differentiator.
Okay, yeah, very cool. And so I'm going to give you a bit of a plug here because you've done some really good work in this area with Young and Free, and now you have It's a Money Thing. How does that fit in the whole financial literacy mix?
Yeah, so we launched our Young and Free program in 2007, which is, a long time ago. And that is ultimately, we do a YouTube contest to find a spokesperson, and their role is to be the voice of the generation in their state or province. And part of that is delivering financial education. And what we found along the way is we were deputizing this person as a financial expert, and they didn't necessarily, we were following them with that journey, but we began to kind of backfill that important financial content. And so out of that grew a new program called It's a Money Thing. It's now 2 years old. Time flies, it's amazing. And so this is a financial education program wrapped up in content marketing. We kind of deliver them in packs. We call them content packs, and each one tackles a particular topic, whether it's identity theft or lease versus loan. And each one includes an animated video, article, infographic, presentation, handout, and social media graphics. And all of that is meant to give credit unions this really hard work of creating this content. And we've used, our approach has been storytelling and humor, and kind of to disrupt people and catch them off guard. And it's been really effective. We did a pilot with the Filene Research Institute where 10 credit unions used this over the course of a year, had some pre-research and post-research, and saw not only was there engagement and young people really loved this, it actually had business results. Overall, there was a 6% growth in credit union membership amongst these credit unions, and they were small, one-branch credit unions all the way up to massive credit unions. One of them had like 20 some percent.
Oh, wow.
Growth. So that was really neat. They went from kind of muddling through social media to now being happy with their social media. Yeah, it's been really great.
Go ahead. No.
And we've made some changes. Now that we've done it for 2 years, we've created 24 of these packs. And so before we were distributing one pack per month, you subscribed, and then you would get this pack on month one, this pack on month two. And we've decided to do a full access program as well. And we also had requests over and over for videos only, because people love these videos. Mm-hmm. So that's a more affordable option. And then we added a premium pack, which adds a full learning management system and a course, essentially. Mm-hmm. Money basics, you know, and people, credit union members and potential members can take this, module-based, kind of on-demand. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so we're really excited about that.
That is, I mean, it's such a cool, and you're really leveraging the subscription model and all that type of thing, which is really effective and
it
helps people out.
Yeah, it makes it affordable.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes it something we can build a business on and continue to support, and it's been a real win-win. There's more than 80 credit unions that are on this program.
Wow, already. Well done. Mm-hmm. 2 years, that's phenomenal. Okay, where can folks find out about it?
The best bet is bit.ly/moneything.
All right.
And that'll take you to a product page on our website. It's got all the information, and definitely reach out to us.
Okay. Last question for you, Tim, because I know you got to wrap up all your stuff too. Yeah. Any advice for credit unions out there embarking on financial literacy programs out there? Because it can be a daunting thing if you're not used to the whole process.
I think there's a perfectionism in financial services. We need to perfect our ideas before we go to market. We need to fully bake everything. Mm-hmm. I'm a big believer in this kind of Silicon Valley startup mentality, minimal viable product, try something, get feedback, make improvements, fail fast, learn quick. Mm-hmm. Just get out there and do something. Yep. It doesn't have to be elaborate. You don't need to pay for a program. There's stuff, there's passion. This is something that your credit union can hang their hat on, that you can invigorate employees around. I think it's just do it. Get started.
Yeah, exactly. That's the first step. Just get out there and do it. It can be as simple as a monthly PDF or something like that, you know? Something so simple.
Phone a school. Say, can one of our young professionals come in and teach your kids about money? We won't sell anything. Mm-hmm. And they'll be, yes, we don't know how to do this.
Yeah. Perfect. So. Perfect. Tim, always a pleasure. Congratulations, man. All the success and another great year with the Next Top Credit Union Executive. We look forward to 2017.
That's right.
All right. Well done, sir. Good job.